And we are so glad you're along with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports and join out or check out our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And as we continue talking about the bench, I think one of the neat things watching the telecast the other night is seeing Tyson Chandler kind of, you know, working with Dwight. You saw him off to the side kind of coaching him and helping him out and understanding some of the things that's required of him.
Tyson's a tremendous leader. I mean, I can't imagine that there's very many better in the NBA right now. A championship ring and his competitive fire just earn him so much respect. And a guy like Dwight Powell and Greg Smith, for that matter, when Tyson Chandler has something to say, they're going to listen. And yeah, Tyson is, love the guy. Love that he's back here. And he's, you know, he obviously carries with him the responsibility of being a veteran player. I mean, that's really important and really serious to him, that not only is he there to provide leadership and win games and do the things on the floor that help you win, but be that guy in the locker room and on the floor and in the huddles and on the bench, supporting your teammates, teaching your younger teammates, showing them the way. He takes all of that role very, very seriously. And so, it's great to have him.
Well, how about that hustle play against Minnesota the other night in the fourth quarter? I mean, you talk about emotional and intense. I mean, that's going to energize your team.
Oh, that scared me, though. It's like, oh, it's a 20-something point game. I mean, it embodies the kind of player that he is.
Right,
And it was awesome. Running the length of the floor and diving after a loose ball in a 20-something point game in Minnesota did scare me. But it is who he is, and you can't change that. So, I mean, that's just why you have to love and respect the guy so much. Unfortunately, it wasn't anything that caused him any problems. Although, I'm pretty sure Rick got him out of the game almost immediately after that. That was the moment when he realized, all right, your time is done for the night. You know, this game is well in hand, and, we appreciate everything you did and do and will continue to do. So it's great having him here, and that's just, again, that's another play that embodies his warrior spirit.
Okay, so as we zero in on Tyson Chandler, just talk about just how Rondo and him, how they're connecting and as they continue to develop that chemistry over this past month.
Well, I think that there's, the lob is still a part of the offense for Dallas, Rondo penetrating and being able to toss up alley-oops to Tyson. And I think that their chemistry, though, is on the defensive end of the floor. I mean, you got the guy at center who can see everything, the quarterback of it, the leader of it, who's going to be talking and communicating, and then you've got Rondo out on the perimeter, who's a very, very intelligent, smart player, who's great in terms of being able to manage what needs to be managed defensively out front. So I think Rondo, not just Tyson, but I think across the board, look, Rondo has a championship ring, and he's respected, and people know how tough he is, and the Mavs knew. Everybody that was part of that championship team in 2011 knows how important the defensive end of the floor is and how vital that was to his success. And they all know that Rondo provides that upgrade defensively and has that, the comparison is obvious that you're going to compare him to Jason Kidd. He's a high assist, high rebound, low scoring point guard, a throwback, if you will. And that's a lot of what Kidd did. Now, Rondo doesn't have the outside shooting ability that Kidd developed later in his career, and maybe that will come with time and work here. But the comparison is obvious to Kidd, so clearly the chemistry that Rondo's going to develop with Tyson and other guys as well is going to be there.
It's incredible. I mean, Rondo averaging almost 7 rebounds per game. So as we look ahead, Mark, I mean, what are the top priorities in the second half of the season for the Mavericks?
We'll continue to play well against good teams. That to me is a thing that look, I think everything when you look at the Mavs has to be judged on what they were pre-trade and what they are post-trade. And that not only includes all the statistics about offensive numbers and defensive numbers and where they're better and where they aren't better, but it also includes the fact that they could not beat the best of the best in the Western Conference pre-trade. And then since the trade, they beat the Spurs. Of course, the Spurs are resting 6 guys that night. They beat the Thunder without Durant, and I know the Thunder aren't a top 8 team right now, but we all know that their talent is top 8 worthy. They beat them. They beat Memphis earlier this week, and I think that was a huge win. So to establish that they, can play with the best of the best in the Western Conference and hold their own post-trade, I think that's a really important thing going forward. And continuing to assimilate a new leader into the culture of their team and a new point guard into the culture of their team on and off the floor, too. That to me is what what's going on here. You know, you make the trade before Christmas rather than wait until the trade deadline, because rather than 7 years ago when you traded for Jason Kidd at the deadline and you only had a third of the season to work him in, you had two-thirds of the season to work Rondo in because of the timing of when they made the trade. So that's a lot of what I think goes forward for the Mavs, is that you just continue to assimilate him and bring this thing together and get it pointed in the right direction, and everybody getting more and more on the same page and coming together as a team over the course of the remainder of the season, so you're playing your best basketball when the playoffs roll around.
Hey, we are quickly running out of time with the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, Mark Folwell. And Mark, definitely weigh in on just the Western Conference. I mean, a quotable from head coach Rick Carlisle is, he said, you know, if you want to win in the West, you can't cower down to heightened challenges every single night. I mean, you definitely got to take care of business. And the Mavs got to do that tonight against the Bulls, don't they?
Well, Rick has a way with words that I don't. So that's good stuff. I think he also said that life in the Western Conference, I heard something about advanced citizenship.
That's right.
I believe it was something that he said as well. So look, the West is unbelievably tough. And we say that every year. And it's like you think that there's only a ceiling on how difficult it can be. And it's even tougher this year. I mean, Oklahoma City, granted, they had all those injuries and everything. But this bunch is now over 500, the Thunder are, and even being over 500 and on a good streak, they're still three games out of the playoff picture. I mean, it's conceivable, once again, that a 48-49 win team, like last year when Phoenix won 48 and missed the playoffs, somebody might be even better than that this year and miss the playoffs. The West is phenomenal, and the Mavs are going to have to measure themselves against a lot of those tough teams in the second half of the year. They didn't play many of them in the first half of the year. They will play them a lot more frequently in the second half of the year. And they're going to have to, like Rick said, you won't be able to cower down. You can't if you're going to set a tone and be the kind of team that you think you can be in the Western Conference in the second half of the year and position yourselves the best you can for the playoffs, you know?
Outstanding. Mark Folwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, has been with us tonight. Enjoy the game with the Bulls. And we'll see you here in Houston next Wednesday night. Thank you, Mark. Safe travels.
Okay, you got it, Alyssa. Always good to talk.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.